When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Wake up.
Wake up.
KLUCFM and HD1 Las Vegas. From the EOS Fitness Studios, it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
Always makes me feel good.
98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome. To the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
The first Friday of 2026. Nice.
Yeah, it's always not yet.
Yeah,
hopeful thinking.
Here's the good news. 6 days until Michaela's birthday for your gift giving. You have 6 days left. Look, I know we just got out of the holidays, but you gotta go back to the well one more time. Honestly.
Thank you.
Yesterday became a really great day because right before the end of the show yesterday, I realized what I'm going to get you for your birthday.
Come on, dude.
Yeah,
it was nice.
It was clear. It was decisive. And yep, I already know how. I already know what. I already know, you know.
Can you text Lisa with all that knowledge? Because I feel like she's still struggling. And clear and decisive would be words she would like.
It's a gift I can give. I think I'm not sure you would be as appreciative if she did it.
Okay, good.
You know what I mean? Like this is a good friend gift. I don't know if it's a good partner gift.
Okay, great.
Does it make sense?
Yeah, it does.
And it fits our relationship.
Thank you. I love you. I love
you can
that.
Tell how proud. Look how proud I am.
I know.
Yeah, go ahead, just over here. I'm just. You can just tell how proud I am of this whole thing. So yeah,
you're the best.
6 days.
Thank you.
What next Wednesday? Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Because if it's 6 days, next Wednesday is Michaela's birthday. Everybody plan accordingly.
Yeah, you guys.
Also, secondary to that, some rain this morning. It's going to screw up traffic. It's kind of already backing stuff up. People are freaking out.
Save yourself some time on the 215.
Oh, was it a mess?
Yeah. Down the it's one good. Lane. I was like, what the heck is this?
Oh, yeah. And it's, because you come from farther up by where
yeah, from Cheyenne to Red Rock, it's one lane for those. Taking that.
Yeah, that's Summerlin Parkway stuff, which is going to be great when it's done. It'll be amazing when it's done. Right now, not so good. You know what? Centennial Hills are like, they're sipping their coffee right now going, yeah, we went through this. They're like, we went through this 2 years ago. You guys are suckers.
I know, but even my side of town is like, Tropicana's done, and we are also superior. Now you guys have earned your Sunday dream. Can deal with it.
now Adrian has to deal with Summerlin Parkway.
Yeah.
And then those of us who are down at like town center, you know, where I just got to go and make the one turn and I'm there. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh. Cannot relate.
Because it was fine for me. Yeah, it was great for me. They built that Peaceway Bridge a couple of years ago, and that kind of messed stuff up. But yeah, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. Listen, we're that much closer to Friday. We're all good. Oh, so are you having a bash? Are you having a party?
No. Here's Nothing. The thing. Here's the issue. My birthday's on a Wednesday, and that's kind of tough to do on like a school night. And then on the weekends, I sing. I did see a face from Lisa, and I did see my bass player text her. And that felt that they're friends. So I could be reading into it, making it all about me, which, surprise.
he could literally be. like we all do.
Yeah.
Of course they're talking about
Jeff
me.
Definitely plotting a prize and a party for me. But no, I have nothing planned.
I just, and I thought, do you, here's the real question. Do you often have a party?
No, I usually just do a family dinner unless it's like a big birthday.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I don't.
1 in 3 adults born in January have abandoned their birthday plans because here's why, because they're afraid nobody will show up.
I think it's more so because we're so tired from the holiday festivities that relaxation feels like the best present.
And money.
Yeah.
And money.
Oh, yeah.
They're a full third were worried that loved ones would drop out last minute because a lot of people socialize a lot less during January. Because to your point, tired, money, all the other stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
1 in 5 of January-born adults have never had an adult birthday party, and almost half think they get screwed on the gifts.
Oh, that's true.
That's
tell you how many times people have been like, listen, I want to combine your Christmas and birthday. Here you go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, whatever.
And is that not the ultimate, it's about me, not about you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like, oh, I'm going to combine. What are you doing?
Yeah.
If somebody.
You want to say that to someone who's born in July. Don't do it to me.
Right. But you could. Literally, you could.
Yeah.
And you should be able to. You should be able to go, you know what? I got you a really good Christmas gift. I know it's July.
Uh-huh.
But I got you a really good Christmas gift. This is going to cover your birthday. And you'd look at him and you'd go, you cheap son of a, you know what I mean?
100%.
You would, but in January, it's okay.
Yeah. Different rules.
Oh, well, and Valentine's Day's coming. I'll make it up to you in Valentine's Day. That's BS.
Listen, there's no one that relates more than your wife who's born in December who gets the same treatment. Oh, I just combined birthday, Christmas.
Not from me.
No, not from you. No.
Ooh.
But I mean like people in general, like Amy, if they're born in December or January, it's easy to be like, oh, just combine it. Don't.
And I'm not going to lie. I almost threw you into the mix of... it's so hard. But it's not. It's not. Here's what's awesome too. You know what I just realized about this gift? I could get this gift for you every year. And in fact, from now until one of us leaves this earth, this is going to be your birthday gift every year. I have spoken and I have decreed what I'm getting you on Wednesday. Boy, now the buildup's really heavy for this.
I know.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC. Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
So what was it, yesterday or the day before the Bruno Mars comes out and says, all right, album's done. We're like, what album?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
He just kind of was like, here you guys go. The thing you've been waiting for, I'm doing it.
Yeah. And then at 5:15 this morning.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't know why I'm so excited because I did not make it to the latest round of Park MGM residency. But now I'm I went, what? Bruno Mars bringing the romantic tour to Allegiant Stadium in April. April.
And he's got some killer guests with him. Ray, Anderson .Paak, Victoria Monet. But something I found interesting, somebody told me this a couple
and
years
Leon
ago.
And Leon Thomas.
Oh, I love Leon Thomas.
The mutt guy, yeah.
Yeah. They said that when he wrote Uptown Funk, it literally took him like...
Sure.
6 years to finish. Like, he doesn't like choose a song, write it, record it. It takes him so long, the process. So an album is like so exciting because, you know, it's taken him years to put this together.
And I'm a funny one with that. And in full disclosure, I'm a huge Bruno Mars fan. Yeah. I just freaking love Bruno Mars. Then when 24 Karat Magic came out after Uptown Funk, and I was in my own brain, like I think we all do, I was kind of comparing them, and I was like, and for 24 Karat Magic, I was like, it's okay. And then literally took like 2 weeks and I went, oh my God, this is amazing. You know what I'm saying? And it just, so I'm interested. Apparently a single is dropping tomorrow.
Woo!
So single
it's
dropping
so
tomorrow.
Exciting.
I've already put out Ray will not be on the Vegas show, but Leon Thomas will.
Love Ray.
Anderson .Paak, DJ Pee-wee, and Leon Thomas. Ray is the one that does Where's My Husband?
Yes. She's another one too. Took her a couple of years to write some of her tunes. She's insane.
Well, and not unlike Bruno, it's got kind of a throwback sound. There's elements of throwback in the new school music.
Yeah. She's a UK artist, and she says she was deeply influenced by like Etta James, but also like Amy Winehouse. Sure. She's got that like total 60s, 70s vibe. She's so cool.
It all makes sense. So just know we're on it. We're on it as far as tickets go.
Mm-hmm.
We're on it, and we're on it with a new Bruno single tomorrow for those who celebrate.
Like Jeff Buchanan.
Yeah, we're pretty fired up. Yeah, by the way, Bruno, if you want to call in and talk about it, we're on that.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Hang on a second. I'm going to stop this. Our mic, it was weird. I turned the mics on and it didn't do anything for a second. And I was like, hold on. We're not going to be able to do this. Will put us woefully behind if I don't go to the good feeling stores.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
And honestly, I think it's just a light that didn't work because it worked, but I pushed it and it kind of went, if there was a sound associated with what happened.
Yeah.
I pushed the thing and it gave like a zzz, zzz, zzz. You know, like maybe I will, maybe I won't.
Yeah, right.
But I think everything's fine now. And I was like, wait a minute, we might just have to hit a song.
We're back.
But I think we're good for good feeling stories of the day. There's a 41-year-old teacher from Texas went to this man. A story comes up about every 6 months about this joint, the Crater of Diamonds State Park in Arkansas. In my brain, there might be another one in Missouri too, but these places where you can just go and you just go and you get shovels and you know, and buckets and whatnot. You dig around and maybe you'll find a diamond.
Oh yeah.
This 41-year-old teacher from Texas went with his family. His daughter asked Siri where they could mine crystals, and it said, go here. And they went, all right, we'll do it. And they found a 2-carat diamond.
No way.
Yeah, it's not great quality. It's not great quality, so it's worth about five. Cool. It's worth about $5,000.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's
I
awesome.
Know. And I always wonder how this... I don't get it. I don't understand why they don't just go dig it up themselves. My guess is if they're charging $40-$50. I think we've investigated this before.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've had the same question
Yeah,
before.
We've discussed.
Well, it's like, why don't you just go get on... You just mine it for the diamonds. And it's like, well, no, if you can get 1,000 suckers at $40,000 each before you find the $5,000 diamond, you're coming out way ahead.
Yeah.
Or yeah, $40 each. And then anyway, wildlife rescuers at Zoo Tampa have released 26 manatees back into the wild in 2025. They're super big. You know, aren't the manatees the ones that look like walruses?
Yeah, dude. I had the worst experience with a manatee. They're gross. They're humongous. And they're... But good for them. Glad they're free.
What was your experience?
I was singing on a cruise ship during Christmas years ago, and the captain said I could go with them to a little zoo wherever we were. And we were sitting there so that we could pet the manatee. And the manatee took his nasty little winged fingers and he wouldn't let me go. And everyone thought it was so funny. He was holding on to me for dear life. And I was, oh God, I still think about
you're
it.
Tiny.
Yeah, but he was like
you're
a little
tiny.
Perv.
Thought you were a fish.
Yeah, well, he was a thought perv could, manatee. Yeah. And I've never looked at the same since. Maybe they should go back into captivity. Just kidding.
Well, these guys have released 26 back into the wild. They're big. They're hard to rehab. It's their highest total ever. That's why it's good feeling stories of the day. They've over the last 35 years, they've cared for and released back into the wild over 600 manatees.
Well, be careful, everyone, but also great.
Yeah, well, if you're little, if you're diminutive.
Yeah, be careful. Yeah, put a floaty on.
Don't, you know what? Don't. Be mad at the manatee
don't
for having
stand up
good
for these
taste.
Manatees.
Yeah, don't be mad at the manatee because he's got good taste.
Okay, you know what? You're turning this around for me.
Just because he's taking advantage of the situation.
But he does know, have like, good taste.
Yeah, he's like, what are they going to do to me? I'm a manatee. What are they going to do?
Yeah, you know what? You've complimented me in a way that I haven't found in 10 years, Jed. I think I'm gonna. Well, I've been looking at it wrong.
I've learned.
Oh,
he thought I was cute.
Oh, he thought I was pretty. Okay.
Did you just say I was pretty?
Oh, my God. Thank you. Let
honestly, that works. It works on all of us, to be honest with you. Okay. And then there's this, a tuneless choir. Now, some would just say it's church because that's the one rule about singing in church is that nobody cares. The Lord doesn't care if you're a good singer. The Lord just cares that you sing loud, right?
So this
lady's, I don't know if there's a side hustle involved or what her deal is, but there's tuneless choirs. There's a woman in Canada, in British Columbia. She just started two of them. They're choirs who are people who suck at singing. There's 30 of these things in England, apparently. The first one formed 10 years ago next month. A woman named Sharon Marnell had led three of them there. She's got to be getting money out of this somehow.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Has to.
Like, well, you know, we got to, and they made t-shirts. So she's charging them for the t-shirts and she's charging them for the space. And then, so she's probably adding a little on top for herself. That's what's going on.
10% maybe.
And in any event, she's relocated to Vancouver Island. That's where Victoria is in British Columbia. It's not where Vancouver actually is. It's Vancouver Island, right? So it's kind of a small community, captive audience. They need stuff to do. And they've decided it's not so bad. And honestly, if you get a bunch of people together, it can like in church, it'll sound pretty good. And then how about her who's in there and then grabs the mic.
Belting.
And so then you hear her more than anybody else. And so it's seriously, it just doesn't.
It feels many like an SNL skit.
You're right.
It's just needed a solo.
Many of the members avoided singing for decades because someone told them they were tone deaf, but joining in with tuneless, that didn't matter. They sang their hearts out. She says for some, it was life changing. Somebody thinks a little too much of themselves, I think, but that's your good feeling stories of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jed Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
7:05, almost Friday. It's gonna be cold and it might be wet this weekend. And it all starts now. If you're not getting it yet, it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
They're even talking about some snow maybe up in Mountain Pass today.
Yeah, let's go.
Which is fun. Like only because it's like if it snows up, that's where you head over the hill to Pahrump. So you go, wow, look how close the snow is. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, Lisa asked if I wanted to go to like Mount Charleston for my birthday next week. And I was like, yeah, maybe. And then there was no snow. So she was like, no, we'll do it in February. But maybe it'll be a miracle.
If you get up there far enough, there's snow, isn't there?
I don't know.
I thought they were skiing up there and whatnot.
Oh, maybe in Lee Canyon. But we just wanted to do a little Mount Charleston trip.
Have you done that before?
Let me re-Google.
I've heard that that's... Have you done that before? Go up and play in the snow?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got a cabin years ago at Mount Charleston. It was the best.
All I ever hear is that the roads are just like lined with cars, and that it's a bit of a nightmare, and it's kind of like just okay.
Maybe. I mean, we did it for my 30th birthday, which was 100 years ago, so I don't really remember. But
last year.
Yeah, it was last year. I don't know. I don't remember, but it was so cozy and so cute. And listen,
sure. We're
in Vegas. It's hard to like feel seasons. So it made us feel like we were like doing something so great.
You know what? A friend of mine said yesterday, whenever it was that the sun came back out, you know what I mean? Because we'd had a few days, some cloudy days. It was like, we get so used to, oh, yeah, okay, it's sunny and it's nice again.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes, oh, it's too hot. You know, we do that for a little bit.
Yeah.
But other than that, we get so used to it that it's when it's cloudy for a while and then the sun does come back out, it's like, it's like, oh, yes. But
sky split.
Yeah. So you'll feel that way. You might feel that way like next Tuesday, next Wednesday, because it's going to be cold this weekend and it's going to be rainy a little bit. It's going to be super windy today. So just get ready. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. I might as well hit this music right now and we might as well get into it. Veronica Morales from Centennial Hills going for win number 4 today on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Now, if you've been following along, we do have Ed Sheeran tickets to give away, but I said she'd already won 2 pair of those. And I was like, well, maybe if she gets to where she's going for win 5, maybe we'll give her another shot at more Ed Sheeran tickets. Like, who really needs all the Ed Sheeran tickets?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be, you know, don't just suck up all the Ed Sheeran tickets.
Yeah.
And she said, yeah, but I have a family of 5. And at this point, I only have 4 tickets. Mm-hmm. So
then we immediately felt bad and said, okay, bring back the Ed Sheeran
tickets. Oh, yeah. So I crumbled. I completely crumbled. You know me.
Uh-huh.
I act like I'm all tough and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah. Then you heard it. The family finally was like, get them back over here.
Okay. Get the tickets back. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll do it. Sure. I'm the biggest. No. And I think everybody knows it, too. That I am the. They think you're the soft touch.
Mm-hmm. You are.
You are. You are. But yeah.
No,
but
I have 5
people. So the moral of the story is we're playing for Ed Sheeran tickets today. And Veronica Morales from Centennial Hills goes for win number 4. Would you like to try and take her down? You need to be caller number 25 right now at 702-364-9898 from Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by Silver State Health Insurance Exchange. Go to NevadaHealthLink.com. Okay, healthcare and the price of it and all these other things, because the subsidies are gone from Obamacare and all that kind of stuff. Everybody's like, health insurance, what do I do? Do this. Go to NevadaHealthLink.com. They don't just help you find insurance plans. They will help you pay for it. Choose from a variety of plans. Find health insurance plans for as low as $10. Okay? But in the meantime, call us now for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Good luck.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Wait, we went through this yesterday with Veronica.
I know. Where is she?
Well, because the question was, do we have the right number for her or not?
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Adrian, I'm not even going to try.
We do, but you're maybe sleeping in. I'm not sure. Hold on.
Why, when you know that you finally have the chance to win the Ed Sheeran tickets for, you know, for the rest of your family? You're just going to blow it off?
We have her on the line. Hold on.
Yes.
What?
That's why we keep on calling. See, this is live radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. No, that's how you know. We're not AI. We're not voice tracked. You know, they call where they recorded in another city. And they, yeah, no. This is not. This is, it's happening in real time. And that's usually how you know is because, well, it's just not as good as it normally could be. But you know what? Sometimes the lack of perfection is even better.
Yep.
So I'll take that.
The human touch of their Veronica's on the line as well.
I'm the spin master today. See, you were worried about that manatee that was groping you in the day? Whatever. No, the manatee just thought you were cute.
Beautiful taste, and I will never think of anything again. Thank you for that.
That's right.
And now this.
That's right.
For Veronica.
So,
wait,
so hi, Veronica. Good morning.
Good morning.
So from your side of this equation, why are we having trouble getting hold of you in the morning?
Really? Oh, maybe because I'm just getting on the freeway every time you guys call me.
Oh, so you might be in a kind of a dead zone type of thing.
Makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and I was like, oh no, they haven't called me. I was about to text you guys.
No, I call my wife every day after the show when I get in the car and I'm heading home. But I also know that when I turn off of Buffalo onto the freeway, gonna lose her there. I'll get her back for another half a second, and I'll lose her again around the turn by IKEA. And we just know that. We just know that that's the, so maybe that's what we're experiencing with you.
That's a huge possibility. I get on the carpool lane on the 95 heading to Lake Mead. I take my son to St. Elizabeth Ann.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Oh, good school. Mm-hmm. Nice. Very nicely done. All right, then. So, and we're still playing for Ed Sheeran tickets today?
Yes, thank you.
No, I just wanted to make sure because I didn't know what kind of fight you might have had yesterday and said, all right, you're not going. We're taking everybody but you. You're not going because you didn't do what I wanted you to do. Adrian, who's our challenger today?
That'll be Lola Diaz representing Boca Park.
Hey, Lola.
Hi.
Hi. By the way, we have not updated the scoreboard totals going into the new year yet. Cadence is still in 10th place with 8 wins. West Hendo, North Las Vegas, / Northtown, tied with 9 apiece. Red Rock is in 8th place with 10 wins. Hendertucky in 7th with 11 wins. Wagon Wheel and Mountain's Edge have 12. Rhodes Ranch has 13. Best of the West in Spring Valley tied for 4th, 14 wins. With Veronica's good work this week, she's moved Centennial Hills into a tie for 3rd, 24 wins overall, 1 behind Sunrise Manor.
They're your champions.
Uh-huh. They've got 25 wins overall. Aliante says, who's the city of champions? We're the city of champions. We have 30 wins overall, Aliante does. But you've done great work, Veronica, going for win number 25 today to move Centennial Hills into a tie for 2nd. Lola, I'm sure you already know how to play the game, but make sure you buzz in with your name. Don't answer until we call on you, because Veronica's really quick, and you don't want to just blurt out an answer, you know, that you might give it to Veronica or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. Then Veronica, our quiz master, is, we call her the commissioner. Why is that?
Because her last name is Gordon.
That's right.
My girl.
The one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
This pop star is giving us a new album, and according to the lyrics, she is definitely...
Lola strikes first.
Is it Bruno Mars?
I don't believe that's who
no.
she was... No, because I heard her in there.
Mm-hmm.
Complete the question, please.
This pop star is giving us a new album, and according to the lyrics, she is definitely not going to be mistaken for Lizzie McGuire anymore. What's her real name?
Hillary Duff.
Lola.
No, Lola, you've already answered. You can't answer again. Veronica, you said what?
Oh. Hillary Duff.
Hillary Duff is, yes.
That's right.
Boy, that was tricky, too, because you're not wrong, Lola. Mm-hmm. Bruno Mars does have a song and an album and now a tour and all of that kind of stuff, but that was not who she was talking about. One zip for the champ.
This singer announced a new album coming out yesterday with no official details, but today we know it's called The Romantic, and it drops February 27th.
Lola. Well,
Lola.
Yes.
Okay, now the answer is...
Bruno Mars.
Hey! Yeah. There we go. And we're tied. And apparently a new single tomorrow morning. We'll bang it all morning long. So make sure to be here with the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. We are tied at 1.
This former star of the hit TV show Buffy says the new show Buffy is not a sequel or a reboot and has nothing to do with it. What's this name?
Somebody tried to answer, but you need to buzz in with your name.
Lola.
Lola!
Is it Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Is it Sarah Michelle Gellar? It
yes.
is. And the champ is in trouble. 2-1 challenger.
A reboot of Fear Factor is coming back on January 14th with the OG of the hit show Jackass as the host. What's his name?
Oh, I can't remember.
3, 2, 1.
Shut up, Debbie.
Veronica.
Time. Veronica. No, you buzzed in after the buzzer. I'm sorry. The answer is Johnny Knoxville. And that's 1 for me. Lola's got 2. Veronica's got... Is that what you were going to say, Veronica?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, you just got in a little bit too late. Lola with 2, Veronica with 1, and I've got 1.
This former reality star, married to Heidi Pratt, said he's running for mayor and has started campaigning in California.
Lola for the win and a new champion! Spencer Pratt for the win and a new champion. Is it Spencer Pratt? Yes, game over, a new champion. Wow.
Good job,
stunning upset. A stunning upset.
Iconic.
Go, girl.
Veronica. You know what? That's a heck of a run, though. That's a good three-day run. Two pairs of Ed Sheeran tickets and a pair of Zayn tickets. Nicely done.
Yeah, good job,
sorry.
Sis.
Thank you so much.
Sorry that you have to tell one of their kids that they don't get to go to Ed Sheeran. But, you know, just pick the one.
We'll draw straws.
Yeah, just pick the one that's made you angry the most recently. Here's the good news, too. You get to hang this over their heads all the way until July. Never forget that.
Oh.
This is leverage.
Right. True.
Yeah. All right. Veronica Morales of Centennial Hills. Nice job. Thank you, buddy. We'll see you soon. Lola Diaz of Boca Park is our brand new champion.
Let's go.
Boca Park, with their third win overall, moves into a tie with Paradise and Central Las Vegas / Midtown. Do you want Ed Sheeran tickets or do you want Zayn tickets?
I'm looking at my daughter. We'll do Ed Sheeran.
Okay. Ed Sheeran. And then, and we'll see you tomorrow to defend your brand new title. Make sure you answer the phone tomorrow morning for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
By the way, Michaela, you've got to get to the Backstreet Boys in February.
Oh my God, I know.
You have to.
Please.
I want it that way is the biggest performance piece in the audience of the whole thing. And it's all the guys. Obviously the girls are having a blast. Yes. They're, you know, hugging each other and singing and all this stuff. Dudes are like full arm swing, full this is about me. Almost to the point of where it was like when my wife and I went, there were a couple of guys in front of us that it was like, do you want to just move the girls out of the way and maybe stand next? Maybe you two should be on the date.
Yeah, they're hiding behind the fact that their wives got the tickets, but really they really wanted to go.
I'll say it. What do I have to lose? Is it the straightest gay thing I've ever seen or the gayest straight thing I've ever seen? I'm not entirely certain.
Yeah.
But the guys will lose it in the crowd for I Want It That Way and for Backstreet's Back. Those are the two.
Okay, let's go, gentlemen.
No, it's great.
Show us your moves.
It's great. I felt bad that I didn't get the memo because it was kind of early on in the whole bit. I didn't get the memo of you're supposed to wear all white.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing.
I know.
What did you wear?
At the same time, I didn't know. Did you regular clothes?
What
just
color?
Regular clothes.
Just like
and
jeans?
I don't want to say I was being judged, but, you know, maybe a little.
Yeah, no, those millennials were judging.
Maybe a little. All right, so yesterday we started to talk about this. CES is in full swing. I have so many buddies that are so mad that the weather's bad today because they were hoping to go out and play golf.
Oh, I bet. Today. Oh, yeah.
Actually, they were going, what's today? Thursday. They were going on Tuesday. Tuesday was the big day because it was before CES started. But they're like, I come to Vegas and this is the weather? You know? Come on. And I said, look, you're playing fast and loose in January. Just don't blame us.
Yeah, good for you.
Meanwhile, at CES, we started to play this game yesterday and we ran out of time. Thumbs up or thumbs down, weirdest stuff coming out of CES, but at the same time might be kind of cool. I was really interested to ask you about this. Color-changing fingernails, Michaela.
Mm-hmm.
A company, have you seen this?
Yeah, I love it. It's been doing its thing at the nail salon for like a year.
A company called iPolish is behind them. They're press-on nails that change colors with a special device that you have to buy. This has already been out for a year?
Oh, no. There is no, please continue. I spoke too soon. There is a color that changes in the sun that you can do at the nail salon, but no device is needed.
No, this is press-on nails that change colors with a special device that you have to buy. They say that you could choose from 300 different shades. The starter kit is just shy of $100. Michaela, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Major thumbs up. That's cool.
I wondered if it was too expensive.
But definitely something you could save up for. Because listen,
yeah,
there's nothing more annoying than when I get my nails done and then I'm like, okay, this nail color does not match the vibe of what I'm wearing. Right. If I could be like, the best.
Yeah, you get into the different lighting and you're like, this isn't what I wanted. Mm-hmm. Talking AI picture frames, a company called Vinabot came up with digital picture frames that can talk and have conversations with you. Inspired by the talking paintings in Harry Potter. They're going to cost around $300. My guess is that you a picture of your mother, for example.
Oh.
And have a conversation with it. I know. Oof is right.
I know.
Man.
It reminds me of when Kim Kardashian was gifted the whole Kardashian clan. They had made like an AI of their dad talking to them. And it was like very, very emotional. I'm going to say thumbs down. It would weird me out and I would know that it wasn't them.
Thumbs up in theory, thumbs down in practice. You know what I'm saying? I dig the idea, but I don't dig the, but I ain't doing it.
Oh God, that really is a tough one though.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's great for other people. I don't think I need to do that. And you're right, Michaela, in the back of my mind, I would always know that it wasn't really my dad, for example.
Yeah.
I was thinking if I was having a conversation
No, think about it, because then I was thinking about my grandma, and even though it's not her, would it be so comforting? I don't know.
No,
you're walking out the door to work and your dad's like, have a great day, son. Something like that.
I'm so sensitive. I'd be in my feelings all day.
Ew. Yeah, honestly, Adrian, and then when you put it like that too, I think it makes it worse.
Yeah, I'm a crybaby. I couldn't do it.
Because they're there, but they're not there. They're just enough there that, and I hide my feelings anyways.
So I'd be on air crying every morning. You'd be like, can you stop, Michaela? Throw the frame away.
Oh, wow. vibrating kitchen knives. They're like your grandma's old school carving knife that you still use on Thanksgiving. You know, the thing it's almost like a little baby hedge trimmer. It's a hedge trimmer, but for turkey. but these vibrate 30,000 times per second to cut through stuff more easily. They're $400, but I think worth it. You know what? If I had the money for it at the time, I'd put it on the credit card and I'd never think about it again.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm thumbs up.
I'm going to lean on you because I wouldn't use it. So I'm going to say thumbs up because you would. So it sounds like it'd get used.
Or unless you're cutting, I just imagined cutting an apple and having stuff go all over the kitchen. Just like, wait a minute, what the hell?
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Adrian just said something that's got more questions than answers for me. What did you just say about Netflix?
Netflix announcing that next month they will be entering the Netflix After Dark era.
God.
Where they will be introducing adult content to their platform.
You know what that reminds
me? Like old school Skinamax.
I was just going to say, remember that, like, what was it? Taxi Cab Confessions or whatever?
Yes.
That's immediately where my head went. Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Is that what it is? Is it like?
Yeah, they're going after the hub.
No.
Yeah.
Like with real.
Dude, Netflix is killing it.
Careful here.
They're picking a podcast and now After Dark, dude. Whoa.
I mean, they just bought Warner Brothers. They're essentially saying, hey, movies are going to be in the movie theaters for 2 weeks. And then so they're killing movie theaters. They got everything.
Yeah. Some dude was trying to rail. You know how social media is. There's always somebody who's got negative side of everything. Like, putting podcasts behind a paywall. And it's like, well, no, they're putting the video part of the podcast where more people can get to it. I mean, I guess if you want to call it paywall, but I'm not, you know what I mean? Nobody's paying for nobody's paying for Netflix to get the podcast. It's kind of like that's just an that'll be an extra thing now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, this frontier of adult content is the only thing they haven't done. I mean, they even got like mobile gaming games because they were like, hey, people are on their phones
yes.
playing games. So you can play it through Netflix.
In fact, it kind of annoys me. It kind of annoys me on my phone because I watch Netflix if I fly. And I don't know why the games part of it annoys me there because I'm not looking for, I don't want that. I want movies. I want documentaries. I want all the other stuff.
Totally.
Get the games out of my face. I get it. It's your new toy.
Get the games out of my face, Netflix.
Get it out of my face. Now, I'm feeling a certain sort of way about this, but I'm not sure how I'm feeling about Netflix. So you're telling me that there'll be full-on porn on Netflix?
Full details haven't been disclosed, but it is adult-only content.
So yes.
It'll be in a
if
new label.
Yeah.
And yeah, basically, you're going to have to put a little passcode on your profile.
Oh my God.
Your algorithm is about to change.
Oh, so prove to me you're 18. Okay.
Listen, I can see this going so bad though. What if you're watching from the family account mistakenly?
Yes.
And then your
this is what I'm saying.
Because kids are so smart, they know how to do everything. They wake up at 6 a.m. to put their own little TV show on. It's not Bluey, babe.
Well, we used to have to do that with the computer before we had it on the phones.
So many ways I could get myself fired right now. So many ways.
Just blink and laugh with me.
Right. Blink twice. Blink twice if you know what I'm saying.
Yowza.
Oh, my goodness. Well, because here's a thought that's going through my head, is that they have to go all the way. Because you can't go, if you go halfway, it won't work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that kind of goes for a lot of things in the world. Like, if you're only going to do it, well, we'll do it. But like if Netflix said, we're going to do it, but it's just going to be it'll be not hard. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Wow. Yes. This is wild to me.
I actually thought it was more wild that they were picking up the podcast to sort of like, and Adrian, you know this more, they were picking up in our podcasts and sort of aiming to like take out YouTube as well. Like everyone will now just
sure
watch.
Yeah, they're trying to take out everybody because if the podcasts that are available on Netflix now are only available on there. So the YouTube channels and everything that they had wiped out.
It's wild.
But when you look at a company, when you're going after things like where are these sections of entertainment that we don't have on our platform? They got the sports, they got the live television, they got comedy, they've done concerts. What are people using the internet and what are they watching? These are things.
Yeah. No, it's smart.
Just makes sense.
Get there first, get their best. That's the way. Speaking of get there first and get their best, the often imitated, never duplicated relationship rehab coming up. Our buddy Hot Gabe is back for 2026.
Hot Gabe.
Our friend Hot Gabe. I don't know Gabe really well. I know Gabe enough. And Hot Gabe comes by the name honestly. And I always kind of wonder what's stopping her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She seems her dating life is content rich for us, and of that I'm appreciative.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
We salute you.
Thank you, Gabe. Thank you, Gabe, for being a hot mess.
Yes.
But she's not. She's not. But an interesting thing, she went on a double date recently. A double date, a fixer-upper, if you will. And a question has arisen, and we will try to solve that dilemma coming up in just a minute.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome. To the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 8:01 on Thursday morning. Everybody be careful out in the rain. It's hitting the valley full force now, and it's today's going to be bumpy. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. That wind is blowing the front through. Temperature's going to drop. It's going to be wet through the weekend.
Yeah, for sure.
Today's kind of the worst of it. Get through it. It's almost like every Thursday. Just get through today, and then it'll be Friday.
Exactly.
Yay! We'll take the ride with you, and thank you for taking the ride with us. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Rebels at Colorado State tomorrow night. What I really wanted to tell you was VGK back in the fortress tonight. Golden Knights back in the fortress tonight against Columbus. Should be able to get back on the kind of a little more on the right track. Lady Rebels beat Utah State last night. They'll be at Wyoming on Saturday. They seem like they're kind of picking up steam. And do not forget, local hockey fans, the number 4 ranked in America in the ACHA. So you got Michaela, you got your Division Ones. You got your Division Ones like your Michigans, your Wisconsins, your Minnesotas, your Boston College. You know those type of big hockey schools?
Yes, okay.
And they play in the NCAA Division One. And then just underneath that is the ACHA, which is a step above club hockey and growing.
Okay.
And then so the Rebels, UNLV, are the defending national champions. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And they are ranked number 4 this year. The school that is ranked number 3, Niagara, is coming to Vegas. They're probably in town right now. And they will play the Rebels at City National Arena on Friday and Saturday. And it's
nice.
A good time.
Okay, yeah. Let's go.
No, and it's a good time. And one of our street teamers, his name is Angelo, is the in-arena host for that. He's the guy that goes out on the ice between periods and does the contest.
Which is so dope. Good for him.
I know. We're very proud. We're very, very proud. So go Rebels. Go Knights go. You know, all that.
Def.
That's all.
Go Knights go. That was awesome.
I just wanted to update everybody. Okay. Relationship Rehab brought to you by Big Bully Turf. They'd like to remind you they were proud sponsors of the 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive. I don't remember the last time that anybody did a post sponsorship to remind you, hey, over here, we were part of that and we're proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of proud of that.
Super proud.
Our buddy Hot Gabe is back on Relationship Rehab. And she's awesome. She really is. And I want her to end up with somebody good. She had a boyfriend a little bit ago, and I thought he might be the guy. Something happened. Don't know what. Something happened. So she's back. She's back in the pool, you know?
Excellent.
She went on a double date. Her and her friend went out with these other two dudes, I believe Gabe. So I think it was Gabe's friend with guy number 1, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, hey, you got somebody from my buddy? Yes, I do. Her name is Gabe. I believe that's how that worked.
Okay.
It was a fixer-upper, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Gabe now asks, what do you do if you go out on a double date and you end up liking the other guy?
Oh, gosh.
So it just happened with Gabe. So Gabe doesn't like guy number 2. Gabe likes guy number 1.
Yep.
She's been fixed up with guy number 2. But she likes guy number 1.
Yeah.
She doesn't quite know how to break it to her friend that she would rather be with guy number 1. Right?
She doesn't know how to break it.
I don't know how to break it to my friend.
Yeah, because she wants to date the other guy that she wasn't set up with.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Can you... Is there another answer? Here's my question. Is there another answer besides you just tell your friend? You just tell her straight up. Is this then here's what sucks. So if your friend likes guy number one. And that's the, and they were, you know, they were with guy number one. She will never trust you again. Right? Mm. Like if you go, hey, I like the guy that you're with and I think there's something there. Well, if your friend is already with guy number one, she's always going to think that you're a threat.
Tell me how long again that the friend has been with guy one? No.
Double date. I want to say it was kind of.
Yeah, so it was just one date.
You pretty much know what I know at this point. I don't know that I'm equipped to answer any questions on this. I'm trying to see if there's anything.
No. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure that I knew for me it was just one date. Because it will reflect in my answer.
Went out on a double date, ended up liking the other person. What do you do? Here was the question. Date goes, hey, me again.
Go on.
Okay. What do you do if you go on a double date and end up liking the other person on the date? Okay. This just happened. I don't know how to break it to my friend that I would rather be with the guy she was fixed up with.
Yep. Got it.
Yeah, I think, man, isn't there code on this? Trying to think if this works, if this was dudes, it would be, you know, it would be again, he's horrible. He's a man whore. You know, all those things. Can I say that? I just did.
Yeah, you did.
702-364-9898. Tickets to go see Zayn during his 7-night residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM on Wednesday the 28th. Thank you, Live Nation. Caller number 25 will start with you. I'm generally team shut your yap. I don't know if I'm jumping off that team today. I don't know.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
All right. So Hot Gabe is back in the dating pool, went on a double date with her friend. And Gabe likes her guy.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that really what it is?
Yeah.
Trying to shorten it up. I was kind of dancing around it mm-hmm. a minute ago. She doesn't know how to break it to her friend. Are we starting with Lish?
Yes, we are.
All right. Hey, Lish.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good. Hi. Is this Boulder City, Lish?
It is.
See, I pay attention. I know two Lishes. I have two Lishes in my life, and you are one of them. I didn't think it would. So, okay. In this case, Gabe, our buddy Hot Gabe, and she's a threat.
Right?
She is a threat. If Gabe tells her friend, let me also tell you this. I don't think guys have a problem with this. Hey man, what? Because I know what a guy would do, and I don't think it's the same as what girls would do. But walk me through this. What should Gabe do? She likes the one that her friend was fixed up with from the double date. She doesn't really like the guy that she was with. Is there anything she can do about it?
See, I think that Gabe should ask her friend how she felt about her date, and if she thought, not okay, I don't like him, then ask, hey, do you mind if I have a go at it? And if she does like him and wants to pursue it, then I guess you squash your feelings and see where it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I apologize because I don't think I gave women enough credit to be able to have that conversation because that's what guys would do. Here's the funny thing. And I think what stopped me is that I always try to look for the subtext in a lot of this stuff. Why wouldn't Gabe? Okay. Let me ask you this. Why wouldn't Gabe just ask her friend?
So I think, well, there's kind of a girl code, but it also, a lot of females don't want to hurt other people's feelings. They're not truthful, I guess.
So I'm not so far off.
Yeah, no, when my people ask me something, I ask them if they want the truth or they want me to
sugarcoat it.
You go, Liz.
A lot of times people will tell me to sugarcoat it because they know I will just, it doesn't matter what it is. I am straight up. So
you'll tell them.
I'll tell them.
And that's what we love about
you. I think she should just ask.
God, Mika, did we leave any meat on the bone for you?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Listen.
Okay, good.
There is why I was making emphasis on how many dates had been is because I don't think there's any loyalty yet. They both went on a date one time. I think she tells her friend, yo, I'm kind of into your guy. And I really think she should go for it because Lisa's parents, how they met was they were set up on a double date, but not with each other. And they realized that they liked each other during the double date. And very similarly, Lisa's mom was like, that's my man. And he was like, that's my girl. And literally 50 years later, before her father had passed, they were totally in love, married. I think there's a small window before loyalty comes in, and it literally is right now. So just ask your girl, because that could be, Gabe, that could be your 50-year marriage sitting in front of you. So you got to take the leap.
It's funny you would say that because I literally and the guys have all come out of the woodwork and they're like, yeah, guys do this all the time, blah, blah, blah. That's how, and I literally just got a text. That's how I met my wife. He's saying that's how he met his wife was that, yeah, we were set up and neither of us liked the other one. We switched and that's how I met my wife.
Yeah. Totally. It's awesome.
Adrian, were you awesome, jumping though. In?
I would ask the friend and be like, hey, man, I just want to make sure before I pursue this.
That's dudes. I think guys can do that easier than girls can.
I
don't know why.
That's 100% fair. I feel the same way.
See, I maybe I'm just speaking for myself. I think you're in a window of time where it's still okay.
Yep.
She didn't.
I hear you.
Because the girl, it's not like the girl went on a double date after meeting this guy they were equally both set up. So it wouldn't be uncomfortable for the girl to be like, I mean, the girl should ask, like, were you really feeling it? Because I'm into him, but I don't think it's awkward at all. Like, it's just one dinner date.
I think it would still be a little bit odd. I'm not saying I need to sit Chet down at a lunch after the double date and be like, hey, dude, is it cool if I take out Jenny? No, I'm just saying, like, hey, man, things good with Jenny, or is it just...
How'd it go?
No, of course.
Yeah, how'd it go?
I'm relating, saying, like, how it seems like it's easier for men. I'm saying I think it's still easy for women, too, because of the time that's gone by.
Oh, that's interesting, because Jacoby will tell me all the time, when a group of friends that don't know each other and then some part of that friend group that's hanging out goes, they feel a certain type of way because they're the one who connected. And it's like, seems like a whole bunch of drama for no reason. And that's friends hanging out.
That's where I was kind of getting to that too, where it was like, well, now, wait a minute. You're kind of encroaching on my territory a little bit. And I don't even, and it's not even my territory yet, but it's still like I was here first.
Yeah. Well, listen, if your homegirl wants the best for you and it's a healthy relationship between the two girls, she's going to be just fine saying I'm into him. And if the girl is into him back, she's like, well, can I like him. It's really an easy conversation, but you can't do it after like multiple dates because clearly they're into it.
Yeah.
Hey, Alish, also, isn't there a little bit? Isn't there a little bit of like read the room? Like, you know, if she's sitting on his lap and they're making out, you may not have a window.
They are really into it
at that point.
Yeah.
But you have to look and see. I mean, you have to figure it out. Read the room. Yeah. Like you said.
All right, Lish, have fun at Zane on the 28th at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Yeah. It's good to hear your voice.
Awesome.
I would love to just Cindy's like, get out, you know, stay out of this. And I'd love to just hear her thoughts.
And she's on the line.
Cindy, you're like, yeah, no, absolutely not. Hello, Cindy.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, you're
Hello?
Like, Cindy, we've established that we can hear each other. Can we? You hear me? Because you keep saying hello, so it's weird.
Yes, but I'm Debbie. I'm not Cindy.
That explains a lot. Debbie, you're totally against this. Gabe needs to stay out of it.
I think she needs to approach it on the fact of, hey, you know, I wasn't really into that guy too much at the date. How were you with your guy? But she shouldn't come out and say that she likes the other guy better. She should open it up as a conversation.
Yeah, you got to tread lightly. Tread lightly.
Yeah.
Tread carefully.
Somebody had to set that double date up. And if she didn't and her guy didn't, then it's one of the other two. So they may already be together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the approach. Well, good. The approach is important.
Now, Debbie, if you can hand the phone to Cindy, that would be great. Thank you. You know, I appreciate it. Debbie, have a great day. We'll see you later.
You too. Bye.
Bye, buddy. No, that's good. I think that's just it, right? Michaela, just tread lightly.
Yeah.
Read the room.
But don't be afraid to say it. Do it
don't
now.
Don't be afraid, because the love of your life might be sitting right in front of you.
Yeah.
With your best friend.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KONUC.
Michaela, did you see the thing that had kind of made the rounds yesterday about, I think it was yesterday, about how food delivery apps, specifically DoorDash, had kind of rigged their system against drivers?
No.
About the desperation score?
Huh.
Okay. You got to hear this all the way out, everybody. Hear this all the way out, because you'll be like most of us and just hear the part that you want to hear. You'll hear the part you want to hear. You'll accept it as fact because, you know, it's on the internet, so yeah. It must be true.
Mm-hmm.
There was a story that went around. Somebody went on Reddit and was basically blowing the cover off of DoorDash that alleged that whenever you... clicked, and I don't do DoorDash. Do you do DoorDash?
I rarely do, but yeah, I do. I send it to my dad.
I'm a dasher.
You're a dasher. I want my stuff now, and I want to make sure. So I'll just go get it. I understand the convenience. I understand the reason behind it, and why people love it. But I'm like, no, I'll just go get in the car. I'll go.
It's only good for me when I send to my dad or even somebody else. Like, I only use it to send to others, you know? Right. Me, I'm like, I'd rather just not eat, actually, thanks.
Yeah.
Just
so this person on Reddit was alleging that DoorDash and others kept 100%. Like, if you click, like, get it to me right away, that they kept all of that. None of it went to the drivers. And that they had a... desperation score that, for example, if a driver usually logs on at 10 p.m. and accepts every garbage $3 order instantly without hesitation, that the algorithm will tag them as high desperation and will keep them from the better orders. You know what I mean? Like, we can give them all the crappy ones because they'll take them.
Dang.
Right. So everybody was buzzing yesterday. A lot of people were buzzing. Mm-hmm. Not everybody. A lot of people were buzzing. It's now been exposed as entirely generated by AI.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody dug a little deeper. So a reporter said, wow, let me look into this. They discovered that the employee badge that they were supposedly showing and the different documents and all of that were all created by Google Gemini AI. Somebody was, the user vanished, the Reddit user vanished after the reporter asked them to verify themselves through LinkedIn. DoorDash is doing damage control now, saying, hey, you know, try us. We're not that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that, and we would fire anybody who tried to promote that kind of culture.
Yeah,
we wouldn't allow that here. But just
the owner of DoorDash came out immediately when that was starting to make some headway and be like, no, absolutely not. And then the reporter did what you just said.
Yeah, everything I just said. Yeah,
it's just I think that's what scares me about. AI. Like you said right in the very beginning, make sure you hear the entire story.
Make sure you hear the whole thing.
And unfortunately, because I'm so guilty, I will still pick out words because I'm doing 500 other things while listening and I'll hear what I want to hear. And then imagine like having a whole meltdown because you work for DoorDash, whatever the situation is. And then it's all AI. Like, that's a pretty powerful thing.
That's why I was saying to go all the way to the end with this, because otherwise all you heard was, hey, they've got this thing called a desperation score.
Ordinary people. Hey. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Things that were socially acceptable in the 90s, but not anymore.
All right.
Love showing things. Up at somebody's house unannounced to just hang out. And you used to be happy about it.
So
hey,
true.
Look, everybody, Michaela's here.
It's now so it'd be true. Like,
yeah, now it'd be like, what does she want? What is why is she just showing up here?
Yeah, you'd be quiet because you could see him on the camera ring and you wouldn't want him to know your hum.
Yeah, we don't and we don't have a doorbell on the front of our house. We just don't.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of ours was like, well, what if I wanted to come over? You can text first, just like everybody else.
Yeah.
Chet said that with the sternness.
I did. Mm-hmm. All 10 toes in the ground. All for real. And literally they were kind of a little hurt by it. Well, I'll buy you a door. No, we don't need a doorbell. We're fine. Things that were socially acceptable in the 90s, but not today. Not being reachable. People do flip out. Michaela, you're probably the most guilty of this, of all of us. Because sometimes you'll just disappear, you know, because you're busy. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm totally guilty of this. I think my thing is wherever I'm at, I'm just there. So if we leave... I'll never see you again until we're back again. I don't mean to do that.
And you'll never answer your phone.
Uh-huh. I never answer my phone. But I also have learned that most phone calls could literally be a text. So I'm like, just send me a text.
No.
Yeah, but sometimes I want to talk to you. Sometimes I want to talk to you.
I know, but I don't want to talk on the phone. Just send me a text.
It kind of goes with the first thing. If you knock on the door unexpectedly.
I know. Listen, I am totally that person. I hate it about myself, but I am.
I'm gonna spin out of this and into something else because we got a relationship rehab. Should I? It was along the line. I don't have it in front of me, but it was along the lines of they were following their friend on the 215. Uh-huh. They go, hey, for example, Michaela's on the 215. I go, hey, that's Michaela's car. And I pull up behind Michaela.
Yeah.
If this were to happen. And hey, so I'll just call her and go, guess who's following? Look in your rearview mirror. And instead, they got to watch their friend send them to voicemail.
Dude. I know.
And they're trying to decide how mad they should be about it.
Dude, yes.
It happened to me over Christmas break. I ended up taking a picture of them because they texted me immediately and said, hey, busy in a work meeting. I said, bro, you're a curbside at Chick-fil-A just like me, brother. Here you go.
Yeah, your meeting is with a spicy chicken sandwich and some Chick-fil-A sauce.
He said, sorry, I really love this song. I didn't want to answer. I was like, okay, that's fine. You're down on the power rankings of friendship, bud.
Oh, no, Michaela is a two rings in voicemail. And
no, she'll let it ring out. Yeah, you're right.
I'll let it ring. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, listen, all fairness, it's not like I'm looking at my phone. Half of the time I really am doing something and I can't answer. Someone just called me right now and I had to decline. I'm like, I'm on air, babe. Like, hello.
Yeah.
But
with all due respect, I've never heard your phone ring all the way
up. In the morning. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I've never heard
in the morning.
Two rings.
Wake up. In the morning. This is 98.5 KLUC.
You know it's true.
Yes. Well, it's also, that's because my phone's on silent when I'm with you because we're usually on air.
Yeah. Well, and quite honestly.
Wouldn't be just like ringing off the hook.
I'd love to sit here and pretend I'm offended. I'm not, because I do the same thing. We all do the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, no, I'm not offended. Okay,
yeah. So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hey, apparently there's a story behind this.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 9:02 on Thursday morning, the 8th day of January 2026. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Fun fact for you, Adrian Hernandez hates that song, Where Is the Love, by Black Eyed Peas and Justin Timberlake. Am I misreading? It appears in my by your reaction.
In my personal taste, it would be recycle bin music. That's what I like to call it.
Recycle bin music. Okay. Mm-hmm.
You just don't like it.
Not a personal favorite.
Okay.
Now, if
we
play,
all have them.
Let's Get It Started by Black Eyed Peas. We could jam to that.
Oh, that's your tune?
Yeah. It's just my taste. That's all.
No, but you just don't like it. There's no particular reason. You just, because honestly, we played it a couple of days ago, and then we're playing it now. And under his breath, literally, F-bomb comes out of Adrian's mouth. This effing song. And then he kind of giggles and shakes his head. And I was like,
then Chet goes, oh, I love this song. Turn it up.
Well, it was, you know, we were getting to the point of where we had to do, you know, stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, but there's no reason behind it.
No story or agitation. There's some trauma behind the song or a breakup. It's just not my personal favorite.
It's just not your thing. I get it. I couldn't tell you what mine is, but I'm certain I have them.
There's a couple sets of records from my personal history with you.
It's yeah, right. Oh, that I don't like?
Yes. Yeah. I know you don't like the Saturn song, I think. I can't remember.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
You know what's funny? I don't know if I do or I don't, but in my brain I don't. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't know if that's a real thing. If I really don't like it, but I think it's whiny. If you ask me, that's what I'll tell you. I don't know if I really feel that way or not. And people ask, it's funny, people ask that a lot. Do you really like the music you play? We've got other stuff to do. It's not, I think people get the idea that what happens while the music is playing is way different. It's not that we're not doing what you're doing. You know, like you're listening to the songs in your car generally, or, you know, or wherever you're listening to us, and you're kind of, you know, dancing around and singing and stuff like that. We're not doing that. We're getting ready, in theory. We're getting ready for the next thing. Or Michaela is embroiled in a deep fight with the snack machine in the other room.
Exactly.
Because it won't take... Because, and here's the funny part. It either A, won't take her debit card, mm-hmm. or B, it won't take her cash.
Yeah, or C, it does let me have the Red Vines, but it gets stuck when it's coming out and doesn't come out and be dispensed to me.
And Michaela's afraid to jostle the machine because she's seen way too many or heard too many stories, mm-hmm. or seen way too many videos, mm-hmm. of the machines falling on people.
Yes, dude.
And she thinks because she's little that's what's going to happen to her.
Yes, exactly. I would like to say, though, there is some good news on this fine Thursday. The Red Vines were dispensed. I have had many.
Oh,
today.
You got them clean?
The card no issues. They didn't get stock. It was a good day.
Well, no wonder you're in a better mood today.
Exactly.
I'm just kidding.
Yes.
I'm joking. Yeah, buckle up, you guys. It's not going to get any better weather-wise today. Just this is what we're dealing with, so just hang on tight.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.